Hi, I'm Tina Coffey, and I'm here with Kelly Baer at East Salem Elementary. She's a fourth grade teacher, and she has been doing some blogging with her students. And I wanted to have a conversation with her about her blogging project. She's been doing two different kinds of blogging, and her eyes are getting big right now because I didn't warn her that I was going to ask her about both types of blogging. But the first one that I wanted to talk to her about was blogs that she's just done recently with a group of fourth grade students. And she has let them set up their own blogs on Class Blogmeister, which she moderates to make sure there are no comments or anything that come in that are inappropriate. But I wanted to talk a little bit about how she picked what she wanted them to write about and how that she set that up so that you could get an idea of what a great higher level thinking activity it's been. So tell us a little bit about how you picked your writing prompts and how that works.
Science and Virginia history are two topics that are heavy content for fourth graders, and I chose science and Virginia history topics that we have already covered throughout the school year.
Right.
So it would be things that students have already learned, but now they can apply through their writing.
Right.
So the topics that I've chosen are things that allow them to take what they've learned and apply it in a different situation and really show the understanding that they have of the topic.
And I think it's been really great. One of my favorite prompts that you did was, would you prefer to be a loyalist or a patriot? And I thought that really gave the students, it let you see what the students really understood about what a patriot and a loyalist meant. And I thought that was great. And there's been a couple other, the science project prompt that you did. So I think that's really good. One of the cool things that I noticed, you'll hear in a second some clips from when we went into Kelly's class and her students talked a little bit about what they felt about the blogging, and I thought that was really neat. So one of the neat things that I happened to notice when I was in your class, and I didn't even notice it the first time I was in there, but I was taking pictures of the kids working together because they were so excited about their comments and they were leaning over and talking to each other. So I started taking pictures, and I noticed by chance when I went back to look at the pictures that they were actually using keyboarding skills, which was something that we worked with them, that I did 3 weeks of work with them at the beginning of the year, and something that we've been wondering whether or not there's any carry through. So then I wanted to know more about that. So I asked you about that, and you told me about another blogging project that you did at the beginning of the year. Can you explain a little bit about what that project was?
Yes. I have a separate blog where my students don't have their own blog page.
Right.
I have posted their nicknames, names on, on my blog as articles. And what they get to do is write to a pen pal from South Salem.
Okay.
And again, this is using their writing skills and typing skills. We actually planned it to start right after keyboarding was over so that they would have a purpose for using their keyboarding skills. So keyboarding ended. The very next week we did our first pen pal blog where they, in class at first, we sat down and we wrote about ourselves, told a little bit about ourselves and had to come up with three questions to ask their pen pal so that would start the conversation. And so the first time we did it, they were, sitting up, hands on the proper keys and everything, and it gave them the opportunity to continue that keyboarding skill in a way that they thought was really fun.
Right. Well, it was just so impressive to me because they were doing it automatically. I never heard you say anything, so I never even really noticed it till I looked back at the picture. So I appreciate you doing that carryover through, because then that makes my 3 weeks worthwhile when I work on the keyboarding skills with them at the beginning of the year. But I was just totally amazed. I know we talked a little bit about what system you liked best.
Right. I like the Blogmeister better than EduBlogs. It's EduBlogs seems to take a little longer, and it seems to have a little more glitches than the Blogmeister. But EduBlogs is set up perfectly for what I want to do with the pen pals.
Right, okay.
It fits that project.
Which is more of, and let me interrupt here, which is more of like a teacher blog. Yes. Where you're in charge of all the articles and the kids are just commenting back and forth.
Correct.
Okay, but the one that you really liked is...
The one I really like is the Blogmeister. It has more, different features, different approval tools, easier way to see the comments, different options where if they're writing articles and you can write an assignment.
Right.
And when the child writes the article, you have the option of just having it on their blog page, or you have this nice little option where you can put it under the assignment. So not only does it show up on their page, but it'll show up under the assignment that you've written as a teacher.
So you can see all your class's response to that one assignment right there on that one page.
Yes.
That's really nice.
That is cool.
Well, and I've enjoyed using it. It was the first time that I've used it. You know, you're my first
guinea pig.
over here. And I've enjoyed watching that. And the kids have really been excited about having their own page, too,
yes.
Which has been really neat.
And what I found interesting, some of them have changed their title for uh-huh. their blog several times. Like they want to, they notice they misspelled something, so they'll go back and change it, or they no longer are loving Cheetah Girls and they want to put in Hannah Montana or something. And so they can go back and change their title and things like that. So
right. And their pictures, I've noticed their pictures and themes sometimes have changed too. So
yeah. So they're enjoying having the control of their own page.
Right. But inevitably you pretty much approve everything as far as writing and
absolutely.
Stuff like that goes. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, the headings have to be approved, the pictures have to be approved, all their articles, all their comments have to be approved, and it's not as time consuming as I thought it was going to be. I was actually a little scared about how time consuming it would be to have, 19 students' blogs to, moderate. I really felt like in the beginning that's what I was really most nervous about, was how time consuming it was going to be.
Right.
And I do check it every day, but I may spend 2 minutes checking it, or I may spend 15 minutes if it's, a day when a lot of kids are submitting their articles. So it's not really, you don't sit there for hours, it's, anywhere from 2 minutes to 15 minutes. So it's not all that time consuming.
Well, that's great to know, too, because that would be something I wouldn't really know since I'm not in a class. So that would be great to be able to tell that to other teachers, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. It's not as scary as you think it is.
To begin with, it's a little scary,
yes,
and then
it
it's
is.
Okay once you get started.
Yeah. Once you get into it, it's really.
Are you going to do it again?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's what matters, isn't it? That's great.
I just think it's such a great opportunity for kids to express themselves, because not only do they have their school assignments that are based on science and Virginia history, but they have their, what I call, freebies. For every school assignment they have, they get a freebie blog. They can talk about Webkinz, they can talk about Harry Potter, they can talk about whatever they want to talk about. And it's great. Their snow day they wrote about. And
yeah,
and so it's not all academics. I mean, the academics are important,
right.
But they are also getting to express themselves just about whatever they want to talk about.
Which is kind of cool, because I've gotten to get to know the kids a little bit better, too, that way. And I bet you have a little bit, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to mention that you did that was really neat. You sent out, the kids all use initials,
mm-hmm.
So we don't have names out there. But you sent out a list of initials just within our school so that the different teachers could go and they'd know whose blog that they were commenting on, especially if they've taught students before. And
yes.
I just think that has been so neat. How have the kids responded to having former teachers comment?
I tell you what, they are so excited. It's just, you should see their little faces light up, and I mean, it's almost like they can't talk. They're like, Miss Bear, do you know that Miss Farrell commented on my blog? And they just they're just overwhelmed, and they're so excited about it. And Mrs. Chittum has been blogging one of my little boys, and he's just so funny about, every time she sends a comment, he's so excited to go back and, talk back to him. And Miss Meadows, the art teacher, sent a comment to somebody, and I mean, they were just over the moon. She read my blog. So, I mean, they have just been so excited to get comments. And from people, we've made connections to another fourth grade class in Connecticut. Uh-huh. We've made connections to a fourth grade class in Pennsylvania, as well as a fourth grade class in Australia. And so now they're going and commenting on these other three blogs that are all fourth grade, all school-based, you know, that type
of
thing.
That's great.
And they're now getting comments from Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Australia. And it's amazing to see these people comment back on what they're writing, because the blogs are different. There's one is a, like, literature blog, and one is just kind of a whatever you do blog. and the one in Australia is really just getting set up because they're on summer break and they're just starting back. So we don't really know what they're just going
to
be
Which was a neat thing to have to explain that to the kids, how that works in Australia and why they're on summer break. And
exactly.
That was a neat lesson, too.
Yes, because we learned that about seasons in science. So, you know, they were like, oh, yeah, that's right.
It really is true. It makes sense now.
Indeed.
Well, good. Well, thank you for talking with me. This would be great for other teachers to hear, and I really appreciate your time, and I'm glad you're doing this.
Well, and thank you for all of your help. I couldn't have done it without you.
All right, thanks.